Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here on the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and live in color on your radio dial. And I think we're still on 102.7 right now for a while, but just tell everyone where we're at, and we'll get all this straightened out here before long. We'll be back on 101.5 Kick Country part of this. But right now, we're settling in here. Got Mr. Matt Tuck here with us this morning from over at the Health Department. We may just spend a whole bunch of time today talking about a whole lot of different things about things that go on over there, and might even let him do a little rundown how he got into this business and just lots of things. We're not in any real big rush this morning, so you take your time, get you another cup of coffee if you need it, or if you're one of the guys in the phone trucks or Tri-County trucks or something, just, you know, kind of slow down a little bit, listen to us, and we will have got a good show this morning. Got a couple of things to talk about that we'll take care of. But first off, we want to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And that being the Chamber, the County Chamber here, and also the three-star folks and all the great merchants, businesses here in the area that advertise that make this show possible. And with that, I know we have quite a few things going on here, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But right now, we'll just start off by really taking a break and letting a few commercial words come in, and we'll be back just in a few minutes. And we'll remind everyone, though, before we do that, we are live here at 9, and we're also rebroadcast this evening at 6. And also, these shows are online by date on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site. So, and if you know a date or something here that you really enjoyed, you can always go back and listen to it. And so just take advantage of all the opportunities you have to listen to this tremendous radio show here that we have each Thursday morning. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled, respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, here with Matt, Mr. Matt Tuck from over at the Health Department. Before we do that, we've got a couple little things here. One is that we're drawing down to the end of the season for the softball and baseball teams over at Clay County High School. And I know, I think at one time, right going into the final maybe game, that our girls were tied for first place in the conference. I don't know how that came out. I think then our nemesis, Gordonville, I think they were had a battle with them, but we've had a couple of good years. The baseball team, I think, maybe has had a pretty good conference year, but they've had a real, real tough out of conference and hadn't had a whole lot of luck. But the district tournaments are coming up. And also, I want to let everyone know that Cherokee Upton, our young lady that comes in here and has done some live shows for us, who is an up-and-coming young music star for this area, she was recently named the top female performer in the Upper Cumberland area here by a group out of Cookeville, and that was quite an honor. And I know that she just played here in our show here a couple of weeks ago, and tremendous young lady. We have lots and lots of young music artists going on here. I saw where a couple of our young folks, Colton Smith and Kenzie Adams, are doing a show at the Steel Coop this weekend. So we've got lots of things going on this summer, and we've got quite a few things planned here for the courthouse where we're still working on it. We're getting ready to do some work on our ceiling here and do some plaster work and maybe try to upgrade our old bathrooms that are down underground, get them where they're usable again. So we've got lots of things going on, and the Rolly Hole Marble Museum is open at various times, and we're trying to work up a schedule where we'll have it open. Folks can know when to come by and check that out. So we just got quite a few things going on and lots of things going on here in Salina. I know we've got celebrations coming up. We've got our crews in here around the courthouse beginning here, I think, maybe the first of next month for a couple, three times. So, I don't want to hear you folks saying we ain't got anything to do around here. And I know the same thing with all the counties surrounding us here. We've got, we've got lots and lots of folks coming in. And another thing that we've really been working on is getting the word out nationally and locally about our Cumberland Scenic Byway. That we started working on this thing about, six or eight years ago. And finally made it to where it is now, a National Scenic Byway, and I know they're working on a TV show for PBS to help advertise that and get the word out about it and get signs up. But that is a beautiful drive that starts either here at the Clay County Courthouse or at the Cumberland Gap over in East Tennessee. And I think it's actually, you can get on this trail and go all the way, I know, to Washington, D.C., by a lot of the old historic roads and trails that these highways followed. So and we've got that going on, and like I said, we just got lots of things, big summer coming up. So, get ready to hang around, spend a bunch of your money in Clay County, and, go off and take you a week somewhere or another, but, just remember, you're here the rest of the time, and everyone is working hard in all of our counties around to provide things to keep folks close to home. But with that, good morning, Matt.
Good morning. It's good to be here. I like a lot of the things you're doing to the courthouse. It looks really good. The museum looks real nice.
Well, we're working, and thanks to a whole lot of this is made possible by the State Historic Society, and also especially this year with our Arts Commission grant, where we started out with an $85,000 non-matching grant, and before it was over with, they came back and granted us enough to we got the full amount of that of $100,000. So we've got able to do a few more things than we thought we were going to be able to, and we've got our separate Adopt-A-Window program where we're restoring our old windows down here. And those things are expensive. Each window sash in this building costs $2,400 to restore. And we've got about 20-something of them in here. But we're gradually getting all that done. But Matt, introduce yourself to the folks again. And it's been a while since you've been here.
It's been a little while. Well, my name is Matt Tuck, and I'm originally from Macon County. Grew up there, went to high school, graduated in 2004 from Macon County High School, and went to Tennessee Tech and majored in exercise science and physiology, and made my way to the health department by way of being the manager of a funeral home, and luckily found my way to the health department, and I've been here for as the director over Clay County, Macon County, and Jackson County health departments. Been there for 5 years in October.
So you actually went from, I guess, from the end of it to try to keep people from getting toward the end.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now, were you a high school athlete?
I was. I played baseball, soccer, track and field.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're familiar with all the things that are going around here?
Yes, sir.
And you began here at the health center at what time?
It was right before COVID happened. It was, let's see, it was October of 2019 when I was hired, and then actually started the job a little bit later because, you know, with the state's hiring process, I was on the job for about 3 months, and then COVID hit.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about, you know, that. What a way to start, Matt.
Yes, it was, which I guess I was in the same boat as everybody else, no matter how new I was, because nobody had anything like that happen. Yes, it was definitely a trial by fire.
Okay, and I know that when you came in, you couldn't out. Do you know much of the history of this health department here, or how long it's been here? I know it's been
here since 19. The land was purchased in 1968, and the building was completed in 1969, or started being built in 1969.
So that's about the time I came back here to start teaching. Was about the time that was built. I do remember it being built.
Yeah. And we've had several, you know, different projects, additions being put on, and actually we're about to start a project right now, making a better drive-through, and then a new roof and overhang, so that in case we ever have another COVID come along, then we'll have better access to have people drive through and receive their vaccines or whatever the case may be.
I know on a non-health thing, I can remember back in those days when a lot of the students, I think we had a little bridge that went across the creek down there, and ADs across the bridge, and kind of turned it into a place where they could, I guess, against the rules, maybe light up one of those nasty cigarettes and smoke over on that, which is kind of ironic. You go over to the health department place to have your little smoking area.
Yep.
But I know that. Does it have an official name, named after someone, or? I can't remember seeing.
Not that I'm aware of.
Seemed like there was. Maybe one of our county executives was named after them or something or other by the time that was built when it first started. I can't remember.
It may have been, but I'm not.
It may have been Mr. Hossel when.
Yeah.
I know when they did the little bridge across there, I think I named it the. I've been the Allen West and Frank Hossel Memorial Bridge.
There you go.
But. Okay, now, you know, all over the years, the services that the health department is providing. Now, let's go back and talk about the pandemic.
Yeah.
And the kind of a, you know, not ever having anything like that hit this country that hard, you know. What about? Let's take a little short break before we do
okay.
that, and we'll talk. You know, talk about you know. What kind of experience that was, the learning process, and all of those things. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients through multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Matt and I are still here. We neither one have escaped yet. We're still here. But, you know, let's go back. You know, like, you're coming in new, didn't know what you were in store for, and then all at once it drops on you that a pandemic has hit the country.
Yes, sir. It was definitely a learning experience. Of course, you know, whenever we first heard about COVID, nothing had happened in the U.S. We had no cases in the U.S., we were just kind of hoping and praying that it didn't end up falling in our laps, and then of course it did. And as soon as that happened, you know, that's when we decided that we were going to open up our testing, you know, to start out
right.
Testing for COVID. And we started out with just, you know, a short amount of hours testing per week, and we had help from the National Guard, who they'd been trained before we were on how to take the test samples. And if anybody's ever had that COVID test, it was not a pleasant experience. It felt like you were going to the back of your brain to get that test sample. But we went through that process, and as soon as the vaccine capability was developed, and it was 2 days. We first got the vaccine 2 days before Christmas, and immediately started giving the vaccine that day.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, going through all that, you and I both, and the major news when the first case showed up,
yes.
And, you know, and it was, you know, it's nearly unbelievable, the fact, you know, that we were counting the first dozen cases, the first so many, but within a month we had thousands of cases from that.
Yes.
We've had flu outbreaks and things like that, but nothing, you know, that, you know, it propagated itself that fast and mutated into all different kinds of forms and things. I mean, I know all the conspiracy theories and all that stuff, but, you know, it doesn't seem quite possible that something like that was a natural happening from something or other, that it had to have help to propagate itself as fast as it did.
Right. I remember in Macon County, you know, we had seen one positive case, maybe two positive cases, and it hit a local church in Macon County. And from that one church, it went from two cases in Macon County to 90 in one day. And that was all of the people that we tested. We tested every member of that church, and it went from 2 to 90. And that was the biggest jump that our region had seen was out of that one bunch.
That's mind-boggling about anything that can mutate and, like I said, and propagate that fast.
Yes.
And also, you know, I know the political battles about it. I mean, you know, there was just so many folks that said, you know, this ain't nothing. It's just like the flu. And then they, you know, we throw out numbers compared to the number of cases and the number of fatalities, the number of real bad sick folks. And
right.
But in the beginning, they were all pretty close.
Yes.
But
yes.
The race didn't last long, did it?
No. It was, there were people that lost their lives. You know, they were put on a ventilator, and
right.
And it just seemed like as soon as they were put on a ventilator, likely they were going to come off of it.
Right.
And, you know, it was just really, really frightening at the time.
And, you know, of course, the most, I guess, vulnerable group were the young babies, children, and, of course, the elderly folks.
Yes,
and
sir.
And I know that really, really attacked both of those segments of our population.
Yes.
And I know now, as far as the workload on y'all at once.
Oh, it went from, you know, basically I was just learning my job still, and then, you know, we've got to open our facilities for testing, vaccination, the whole nine yards, all day long, while we're still trying to see patients for everyday sickness. And, you know, a lot of places shut down, and the health department never shut down. We never turned away our patients. We still, you know, did what we could to do everything. And the group that I had there, I can't thank them enough for all the hard work they put in.
Had a bunch of veterans, didn't you?
Yes. Thankfully we did.
Okay. Now, you know, I guess I know when you had to sign up and get in line to get your shots, and remember Tim over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and that's a good thing about having the people that we had. They know the community so well, you know, and every day we got calls, you know, can we get our vaccine left, you know, can we, and, you know, and they did it in stages. You
right.
know, they wanted a certain population to get it, you know, they didn't want to run out of vaccine, but they wanted that most vulnerable population to get it beforehand. But at the end of the day, if we've got leftover vaccine that's going to have to be thrown away, they want it to be given. So we had a large list of people that wanted it. And at the end of the day, if we had seven shots left,
next in line,
we called those seven people, you know what I mean, and just worked through the list like that.
I think Tim was kind of like our old Dr. Champ Clark we had here. They used to say that he could throw a hypodermic like a dart.
Yes, sir.
and give you a shot. But I know that it was a, you know, it was a, I guess, just a rush time.
Yes.
You know, we got to get as many people vaccinated as we can. But you can't speed it up too much. And now, you know, all of the, I guess, the safety procedures involved, even in giving a shot, and I know, pull across the road, wait 10 minutes, see if you're going to pass out or die.
Yes. Yep, you had to sit and wait. We had to make sure that nobody had a reaction, and, You know, just luckily we didn't have anybody. I mean, there was people that had redness in their arms and things like that, but we never really had any adverse reactions.
Right.
Here. But, you know, everybody's different, so we just didn't know how everybody would react.
And, you know, now, I guess the COVID thing, it's kind of like on a back burner. I mean, it's not receiving all of the, you know, all the publicity, all the panic that was around it then, but it's nowhere near gone, is it?
No, sir, and it never will be, more than likely. It's here to stay, just like the flu and just like everything else, and it's, you know, we've learned what to do and how to counteract it and getting your COVID vaccine, getting your flu vaccine, just, you know, like everything else is, you know. But while we were focusing on COVID, some other things have started to kind of pop up in Tennessee and in the U.S. in general.
Well, you know, and I think also the distribution of this thing, really, I think it resulted in some really some upgrading and some time-consuming things removed, and, you know, some, I guess you might call them semi-useless regulations that were hampering a lot of things, that, you know, things were worked out so what this vaccine could be delivered faster, it could be tested quicker, and made sure that it was safe. And of course, you know, every time a new, I guess a new variant of it comes out, it requires a change to the vaccine. And it's just, you know, like you said, an ongoing thing. It looks like we're going to have it with us for a while.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and just like the flu vaccine, they're developing, you know, the COVID vaccine that they believe is going to be the most effective for whatever variant is prevalent at the time.
You know, and it also, I think, as a, I guess, as a nation, as a people around the world, it made people more aware of trying to make their bodies stronger and less susceptible to things like this. Because, you know, when something comes up and you realize that maybe that the type of life you've been living, the health practices you've had, have got a whole lot to do with how long you're going to be here.
Right.
And
yes.
That kind of slapped us all in the face, didn't it?
What they call the comorbidities, you know, the people who were diabetic, you know, people who were obese, people who had, you know, already pre-existing lung diseases, you know, they were the ones that were, you know, the most affected.
And, you know, I think it got a lot of our folks thinking about some bad habits that they had, and it's time we might not ought to do that anymore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it has resulted in a change of mind and made us more health conscious about a lot of things of our everyday life.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think right now we'll take a little short break again, and I've got some birthdays to announce today. And, of course, our birthday sponsorship today, once again, is sponsored by Teddy Lou's Bakery down here. So, we'll have a prize for the person that wins that. And we want to remind folks that the bakery down here it's usually open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Great place to go. And they have tremendous, tremendous home-baked goods there. They bake all this stuff back in the back. And if you have, like, special orders, any kind of bread or cake or anything that you've dreamed of, I think you can take Miss Teddy Lou that recipe, and she can make it. And she does a tremendous job. I know the banana nut bread, just all of the anything specialty that way. Birthday cakes you want made, they can do decorative cakes. And they, of course, they introduced a thing called the kolache here. Our folks didn't know a whole lot about them. I think that thing kind of came about from folks that didn't know how to break a biscuit open and put their sausage in between the two pieces of biscuit. So they started putting the sausage and all kinds of fillings in the biscuit dough and cooking it that way. And I think someone said that thing actually started somewhere out in Texas. I figured with a name like that, it started in Poland or somewhere or another. But that is kind of, I guess we can kind of call that a Yankee biscuit. I don't know. But they have some great those. And this morning the specialty was cinnamon rolls. And they brought out a cinnamon roll that completely covered up the what we would call I guess about the little plate, looked like about an 8-inch plate, just about covered it up. So they had that this morning. But like I said, go down there and check in with those folks and just sit down there and enjoy any type of bakery you want. It's there. And great folks to be around and to talk to. And when you're there, look around the wall and look at all the paintings that Mr. Roger Rulon, one of the owners down there, his mother is now, I think, 92 years old, and she is still painting various, very beautiful scenes. They've got those hanging on the wall. And she even did the one for me of our Christmas 1945 print that we sold here for a little while. So it's just a great place to sit down in the old Kirkpatrick building down there that's been around for a long, long time, and to soak in the atmosphere down there. With that, let me read these off here real quick. Miss Liz Hammond, celebrating a birthday. Miss Debbie Jones, Jeff Clements, Bernice Rush, and Connie Garrett. And out of those, we'll be drawing one of the lucky winners of that. And then coming up next week, we'll have a new sponsor for a few weeks, and that will be the Del Hall of Pizza folks. We're going to be giving away some pizzas. You can have a pizza pie instead of a birthday cake if you'd like that. So with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, back here with Mr. Matt Duggan. Matt, let's go back and talk about, I guess, the services. Let's start with the youngest services.
Well, we
pre-birth and all that.
Yes, we offer. Well, so we do know that Tim Tiernan, you know, of course, he's retired, and replacing him is Alexis Dickens, who's the new nursing supervisor. Now, she is probably one of the youngest nursing supervisors this region has, and she is just as good with the children as Tim was, which I know is a shocking statement, but she's got kids of her own, and she's been fantastic. But starting out like we do, everything from WIC for pregnant ladies to, you know, offer, you know, nutritional food and things like that for, you know, pregnant women or newborn mothers as well. We do things for WIC. We do, you know, your prenatal visit. We do like...
Okay, what is WIC?
WIC.
We see those signs everywhere. That's exactly what is that?
It is a federal program where you get, you know, a voucher for, you know, nutritional foods.
Right.
You know, fruits, vegetables, you know, dairy, any kind of nutritional products that will just make the mother, and then by way of the infant or the newborn healthier as well, and for breastfeeding mothers as well.
Okay, do you still do some workshops and classes for the?
Yes, we do. We still offer, you know, breastfeeding education. We still offer nutritional education. All the things that we did before COVID that we've now started to be able to do again, we still offer everything like that. And not only do we do WIC and you know, your general, basically anything that a general doctor that you would go to for a doctor's visit, we offer at the health, department. You know, we have what we call our primary care, okay, is offered, you know, anything from diabetes management, blood pressure management, you know, even asthma, you know, we offer inhalers, things like that. Then you have the general clinic side of the health department, which is your more traditional, what people would normally think of the health department is, you know, things like STD checks, pregnancy tests, you know, things like that, family planning, you know, everything from birth control to pregnancy tests, like I said, like that's part of the family planning part of things. We just offer a wide gamut of care options that anyone can take part of, whether you have insurance or you don't have insurance. And through a lot of the programs that we offer in this region is very lucky, because we are all in this region federally qualified health centers. And not every health department in the state can say that. We're the only region that does it like this. We can offer people who have insurance but still may have a low income, we can offer our services on a sliding scale, meaning they can pay as little as $5 for medications and visit all combined. Or if you're uninsured, you know, the visit may be completely free.
Okay, you know, and I guess that's what, there are lots of free services there. Of course, there are some services that are require that you pay part, or, and that all depends on, I guess, up to a point of income of the family.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We're lucky because we have a program called 340B. It basically, we can acquire medicines, anything from insulin to inhalers, you know, anything, antibiotics, all that kind of thing, that we get at a vastly discounted price. So for a normal, insulin can cost somebody $300. An inhaler can cost somebody $400 to $600. We get that at a vastly discounted price, and we can give that to our patients for free.
Well, you know, that's something there also. You know, for so long, any time a new drug comes out, and that would help so, you know, it's a great percentage of our population that have, you know, the problem like that. But when they first come out, they're so expensive that people that need them, you know, they can't afford them.
Exactly.
And, you know, I guess that's, you know, I guess everything now is big business. And, you know, I mean, remembering back, you know, a little before your time, that was the Salk vaccine.
Right.
That was developed by Dr. Jonas Salk, I guess was his name. And, you know, his only reward was, he said, was to see the defeat of polio.
Right.
And, you know, and that is something that, and it wasn't the money then. But, you know, it seems like now, you know, with the conglomerations that we have of that, and, you know, I know our federal government, that's been an ongoing problem for many, many years of trying to come up with a way to fairly disseminate life-saving medicines and things that folks need. And that is a big problem. It's a big political problem. It's a big local problem. But, you know, and I do know that our local health departments are a stopgap for a number of our citizens. And as you said, you know, if you can pay for it, you'll be expected to pay for it. And if you can't, you know, you're going to be taken care of.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and it really is a blessing, because like a lot of people who may have their own private insurance that they acquired, it may still cost them quite a bit to purchase just for instance, an inhaler was like $600, and we're able to give that to our patient, even though they had insurance, but they were low income. We're able to give that to our patient for free.
You know, we just had a little bit of a commotion about one of the inhalers in for folks with breathing problems, where there was not going to be, what was the name of the drug that was the major prize for one of the early hereditary lung disease?
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but.
You know, then that, you know, those things come along. And of course, you know, all of these things anymore are, they're patented, they're copyrighted, and as long as they're, you know, under the patent or whatever, you know, I know there is a limitation, and you can really, really tell when that limitation goes away and you go to the drugstore to buy.
Yes, sir.
You know, being someone who has taken Pradaxa for a number of years, I know that was one that started out that was real high, and I've managed to take it long enough till it comes down where it's fairly cheap now. Not cheap, but cheaper than it was.
Right.
And it seems like, you know, there's just so many of those things. You know, I know on the news when they'll come on and talk about this great new discovery, you know, this great new thing that's come along that's going to cure these things. And all at once you say, yeah, but only John D. Rockefeller could afford it.
Exactly.
But, you know, that is something that yeah, I know our health department takes care of. We're going to take one more little short break. We're going to come back, and we're going to let you, anything you want to talk, be thinking a few minutes, nothing you want to let folks know about.
All right, I will.
All right, we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home.
Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Matt, you've had a little time to gather your thoughts, and I know there's a couple of subjects you want to talk about for a few minutes.
Well, you know, COVID brought a lot of information to us, and you know, through the pandemic, a lot of people became anti-vaccine across the board, you know, and since that's happened, a lot of people in the U.S. have thought it was best for them to forego getting the vaccinations. And then with the increase of people coming into the country who are unvaccinated from their country of origin, you know, I mean, look at measles, okay? Measles actually increased. So for the first 3 months of this year, it is 17 times higher for the year of 2024. Just in the first 3 months, 17 times higher than in previous years, since 2019.
No, that is a highly, highly contagious disease that, you know, attack usually youngsters, young babies, and of course, it's all the way up through just any age, but it was, they were really susceptible to it, and there was a high death rate of those things.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I you know, highly encourage everyone to get your children vaccinated, get yourselves vaccinated if you're not, you know, with the standard vaccinations. We offer everything that there is to offer at the health department. And then also, you know, in Tennessee, it's odd, you know, nobody thinks about, when was the last time you've seen anything about syphilis on the news? You don't see it, you know, but Tennessee, we are 162% higher already for syphilis than we have been in the past 3 years combined.
Well, you know, it seems like we don't want to discuss basically any type of problem that is caused or spread by any type of social activity.
Yes, agreed. It's a hard subject to bring up in, you know, but it is a fact of life, and it is a danger.
And, you know, it seems like we have these, I guess, conclaves of different things, and people think, you know, you're infringing upon my right to do this, do that. And, of course, then you're infringing upon the whole civilization by not doing some of these things. But I can very easily remember long about the third grade at the elementary school where every student there lined up in a line and come through and got a shot in their arm for polio.
Right.
And also I remember a lot of folks my age still have a little scar on one of their shoulders where they had the other little test or where they picked out the big spot and your arm got a little sore and all that. And, of course, you had to have your measles vaccination, all those things. Of course, I think that's maybe a thing of the past anymore where there is a lot of places where they don't have this mandatory requirements for you to start being a member of society.
Right. And, you know, and luckily we still have here, you know, in order to gain access to, you know, the school system, you still have to have all of your standard vaccinations, your MMR and your, you know, what they used to call the chicken pox vaccine. And,
right.
You know, things like that, the chicken pox vaccine wasn't even a thing whenever I just got the chicken pox. But now that's no longer the case. But, you know, I just like to encourage anybody that is a part of this community, if you find yourself without a medical home, or you're looking for a change of medical home, you know, please consider the health department, because anything that they can offer, we can offer, and even more. As far as we can refer people through us, we can refer to imaging for, you know, breast examinations, mammograms. We can do x-rays, CTs, you know, all the things that a general physician can do, we can do as well.
Okay, so right now, if you're at the point now where in order for you to go to have some type of specialized test, you have to go into a doctor's office, let them ask you about 3 or 4 questions, and refer you to someone, and send you a bill for about $75 to $100.
Yes, sir.
And you can save that by going down to the health center, and they can do the very same thing for you.
Yes, sir. And you know, we know that you know, transportation can be a problem for people. So now we offer telehealth. You know, if you have access to the internet, we can see you, you know, over your smartphone or laptop or whatever you have. You can make a visit with us through telehealth. You know, we've had many people, and they said, hey, we can't make our appointment today because we don't have a ride. And they said, well, do you have the internet? Can you get on a laptop? And we've been able to see them over that service through telehealth, you know. So just a lot of technological advancements and, you know, just looking towards the future of what we can offer.
Well, you know, that you're talking about that, that was one of the things many years ago, one of the projects that I was involved in was the Exceed project here that brought, I guess, the internet service to all of the schools and the hospitals in this area through a grant that we got. And each one of the hospitals here in this area of our counties here had a room there where they could actually, you know, on the internet back then, even before, I guess back when Al Gore was just inventing it, but we did that. And I know one of the things that I did when I was in that program, and I attended a telehealth meeting, I guess it was in Philadelphia, about, golly, I'm having 12, 15, 20 years ago, and some of the things they were talking about, a few of those we were doing here then, but, you know, they were talking about how the surgeons, and as you see on the TV shows now where they've got a screen and a doctor in Timbuktu giving them directions on which, based on what they see on the camera, based
right.
on which part of that organ you want to touch, which you want to take out, and that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing. And I do know one of the things that we used that for was the training of some of the health-related things, because I know we had one of the things up here at the hospital. So, you know, it's amazing the things that they can do. And you don't have to have, I guess what it is, the sharing of extreme specialists
right.
through that manner. But, you know, like you said there, that is a big deal there to get the reference to the next step up where you have to go to anymore. Basically, you can't just walk into a specialist's office and say, I need an appointment.
Right, exactly, yep. You have to be referred by a general physician, and we have a nurse practitioner that is with us 3 days a week in person, and she's there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Her name is Janetta Stevens, and she is fantastic. She comes from Birdstown. And she's fantastic. She's there for Tuesdays and Thursdays, and she sees patients through telehealth because she is at the regional office in Cookeville on those 2 days.
Okay, and you want to tell about, real quickly, your staff here in Salina? Name them off, I guess, if you can.
Well, first we've got Betty Watson and Tara Copas. There are clerks up front. And then we have Brenda Gilpatrick, Heather Kirkpatrick, and Alexis Dickens. Those are our nursing staff, and Janetta Stevens is our nurse practitioner. Those are the ones that are there all the time. And then we also have open enrollment staff who we've got a vacancy right now, but those are people that can sign you up for insurance. Then we have Molly Mahan, who can talk to you about WIC and nutrition. You know, we just have a vast traveling staff that are shared between different counties.
But now, you don't do any surgery or anything there.
No, sir. No, we do have some limitations. That is one thing that we can't offer there. Yep.
Well, Matt, I really appreciate you coming by this morning. Thank you. You have, I guess, distributed a lot of good information this morning for the folks out there.
Well, I thank you for having me, and I appreciate you giving me the time.
And it looks like for our birthday cake prize today, Liz Hammonds, you have won the prize for today. So you'll need to go over by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up your little envelope and come down by the bakery here and have you some pastry, or maybe even having to make you a cake or something or other. They just take care of you. And with that, we've got everything pretty well set back up here in the old barn. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we will meet you again next Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. Don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight, you can listen to this again. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients through multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.